Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
What the hell is that? Sorry.
Innocent Frolics! Around the world!
Go ahead.
One,
I hit
two,
the button.
Three, four.
Four.
One,
I know.
Two, three, four. Who do
that?
You adore? What are you doing? Innocent.
I'm trying to get it to go.
Frolic.
It won't go. It's not playing. It took me off the site. Hold on.
Bang it.
Here,
hit
I'm
it.
Back. I am.
Yell at it.
I'm going to yell at it soon. Ah! No.
Call the emergency crew in.
Yeah. Here it is. Oh, that's the wrong
it's
one.
It's an emergency.
It's the wrong
that's
one.
It's the wrong
here
thing.
It. Okay, here it is. Hey, about time. God, I got it.
Well, I've finally decided. What'd you decide? I'm going to be rich. You're going to be rich? But how are you going to do that? Very simple. How do people get rich? Well, they go out and they buy a gun, they rob a... No. I mean in a good way. What do you do? Talk to you and you come up with some harebrained scheme. Now, what have you got in mind? I am going to be an heiress. A what? An heiress. Oh, you mean your birthday's in April? No, I don't mean Aries. I mean an heiress. Oh, you mean one of those fellas that puts on the Ritz? That's right. Well, how are you going to become an heiress and you haven't got any money? Very simple. Now, who are heiress? Well, I don't know. The Queen of England is one. Forget about the Queen of England. She'd never look at you. Well, she might look at you and run, but that's about it. Now, I know how to become an heiress. You have to meet a sweet little old lady with a lot of money. See? Well, a sweet little old lady, a lot of money. What? Well, how do you know she's got money? Oh, you can tell. They wear those fancy hats, you know. Fancy hats? I don't know, Ollie. It sounds like to me you're backing up the wrong tree with a bark. Would you stop that? Now, come on. Come along. Where are we going? We're going down to the Heiress Club. The Heiress Club? That's right. Put on your suit coat. Now, act very dignified. Very dignified. Well, what do you want me to do? Keep your mouth closed.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Hello, miss.
Yeah?
I'm Oliver Hardy, and this is my partner, Stan Laurel.
Oh.
And we are
hello.
Investors. Oh, what are you investing in? Well, this week, we're investing in Widowing Heiress.
Widowing Heiress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that leaves me out. I'm a widow, all right. But he didn't leave me any money.
Oh,
where's my money?
Oh,
who's gonna get me my money?
Wait a minute. What money was that?
The money that he stole from me. And what am I gonna do? I haven't got my money.
Oh.
Well, there goes one heiress screaming into the night. She's not an heiress. She's a failess.
Oh, there you go.
What's the difference between an heiress and a failess? One runs and the other one walks.
There you go.
When they run, that means they've got no money.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Here comes another. Oh, she looks. Look at that hat. She looks like she works for the German army or something. Will you stop that? Oh, hello, miss. My name is Hardy. This is my attorney, Stan Laurel. Attorney of law. Attorney of law? Where did you go to school? Do you practice law? I don't have to practice it. I know it. That's what I thought. A phony attorney. An attorney embezzling this poor man. Look at him. He's an overweight crocodile. And you're embezzling his money. You ought to be arrested. And I'm going to call my brother, who's the commissioner of the police. Wait a minute. Don't call your brother. Now you've done it. Here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Where's my heiress?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think any of these people have got any money, Ollie. I think they're all lonely and degraded and absoluted. Absoluted? What are you talking about? Yeah, they're absolute maniacs. Woo!
There you go.
To be an heiress.
That's right.
What's an heiress anyway? It's somebody
who
inherits.
Money. Inherits money, yeah.
Somebody who inherits big money, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, Inner Sight Frolics. Oh, we got the letter coming up. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We have the exclusive, the real letter that never went out, see?
That's right.
Now, the letter that everybody got from the former Governor Cuomo, that wasn't the real letter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That was the letter that they sent out, but that wasn't the real one.
Mm-hmm.
We have the inside story on it, and we'll be telling you a little bit later. Louis should be dropping in.
Yeah.
See what he's up to. And let's see, what else? Oh, we're going to have a Red Fox skit. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So, Inner Sight Frolics. Oh, there's all kinds of things going on. Did you hear what they did? Some kind of a study on the vaccine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, I wonder who, but I think the people who studied it worked for the vaccine company.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you can't believe that.
No.
I mean, you know, they tell you, they make it up, tell you what you want to hear, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, anything to sell vaccination, you know, they'll promote it in any which way they can. All right. So, they claim that the vaccine didn't cause the blood clots,
the COVID. Isn't that ironic?
What came first, the chicken or the egg? So
a few months ago, it was with the opposite way around.
It sure was. You know,
they said the vaccine caused the blood clot.
Yeah.
Now they changed it.
Yeah.
Well, next week it'll be another scenario. Tune in for the soap opera vaccine ongoing.
Yes.
Starring Gabriel.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, make that Dr. Gabriel.
Dr. Gabriel? Oh, my.
Yeah. Dr. Gabriel.
Dr. Gabriel.
Featuring his various wigs. Various wigs. Woo! This wig is notice the color of this wig. It's a bright yellow.
What does that
mean? That means that the vaccine doesn't work. Bright yellow. Vaccine doesn't work. Yeah. Now, you know, if I put that on, beware. Don't take that. Now notice that this wig that I'm putting on now, they're changing my wig. Will you stop that? This wig is red.
Oh,
red.
What does
that mean? That means that the vaccine will never work.
It will never work. Oh. Even better.
Is that what that means? Yeah. So you got the yellow and the red, and then you got the purple wig.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I got it. No, wait a minute. I put the purple wig. Changing the wig, will you? Cut that out. The purple wig means that all the people who made the vaccine, they're all mental.
Mm-hmm.
Mental. Yeah. They're all mental. You can't. I mean, they can't help it. You know, they're all disabled. They're mental. But they mm-hmm. gave them a job anyway. You know, because the vaccine company wanted to look good and think get people to think that they're hiring the disabled.
Oh.
So that's the purple. I wouldn't take it. Stay away from it. And whatever color wig you put on, it doesn't matter. Because it means stay away from the vaccine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Gabriel.
Yes, thank you.
Gabriel will be back later with the regurgitated...
Regurgitated egg.
You'll be back later selling used toilet paper. Woo! All right, in sight. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. You know, if you get bit by Akita, you're blessed. Did you know that?
Really?
Oh, thank you. I'll stay the way I am.
Exactly. I don't prefer to be bitten, let's put it that way.
Big East, Akita Rescue, Toms River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. All right, adopt an Akita. Hey, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house? Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. How come some people say Islip, some people say Islip?
I say Islip.
Oh, it depends on the time of year.
Oh.
What's that got to do with it? Well, in the summertime, you say Islip, makes you feel cooler. Wintertime, it's Islip. And Paula said, Islip. Another guy said, gee, I hope you didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I slip, it slip, you slip.
We all slip.
Everybody slips. All right. Met a guy on the scat bus, disabled kid, works for the post office.
Uh-huh.
He knows every zip code in the country by heart.
There you go. Savant.
Yeah. You believe
Probably.
It? We call
well,
him Zippy.
He ought to.
Hey, Zippy, Burbank, California. 097285E.
Oh.
Oh, very good. Calcutta, India. No, Calcutta, India. More curry. Will you? Stop that. Curry. All right, Zippy
curry.
Knows every American zip code. It's got to be American. Imagine that.
Yeah, that'd
works
be
for
cool.
the post office.
Yeah.
All right, Kendi Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, so get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, you got the Able News over there?
Yeah, I do. All right, here goes. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events column written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to
you. Did you hear about that guy who started a website called Dig 'Em Up and Love 'Em?
No.
He goes around, he tries to figure out which people
what?
Died rich, see?
Uh-huh.
And then he claims the body, he claims it's a relative.
Oh, my.
So they got to exhume the body to prove it, you know.
Yeah.
So the website is called Dig 'Em Up and Love 'Em.
Woo! Oh my. What a website.
What a racket. people will stop at nothing to try to get money, you know.
That's true.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I can, actually. It is very.
You know, and, there's all kinds of scams going on. I heard that they recovered a lot of that money from the people who stole the money online with the and they held the internet hostage or something, you know, from the government or something.
Yeah.
They got a lot of that money back.
That's
so they say.
Yeah.
Gee, if they got it back, how come it got stolen?
In the first place.
Something weird about that. I don't know. You know, a lot of this stuff you hear in the news, you can't believe it.
It's so apparent.
Yeah.
It is.
Anyway, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Ice Lip Cleaners, a couple of the friends, Touro Law Center, and Sunset Restaurant.
Yeah.
Suffolk Bus Corp. Oh, hey, anybody out there got $2,000?
There you go.
If I had it, I'd match it myself.
That's right.
Yeah. Match our $2,000 gift from Suffolk Bus.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll promote your business, all right?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got? You know, we haven't done it. We haven't done in a long time the personal columns.
I thought you were going to say that.
In the Able News.
Okay.
Gee, I wonder if they have any. I wonder if they have anyone who survived in those columns. No. That'd be funny. They put the people in there who who are no longer with us. People are trying to contact.
That's true.
All right. Can you dig up the personal columns?
Yes, I can. Over.
Oh, good. Dig them out. I'll finish the commercials. And you dig them up.
I'm going to get you a sweetheart.
All right, in a sight.
You already have one, but that's
nobody,
right the point. You'll
all right,
get
quiet,
two.
quiet.
Sorry.
Nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085, right here on Inner Sight Frolics. And let's see. Oh, you need a good civil rights lawyer? Oh, don't expect much out of the law, but 516-783-9662, Baja Monday. The only thing is he doesn't work on Tuesday. Call him on Wednesday. All right. James Bahamundi, attorney, 516-783-9662, Bahamundi. All right, Inner Sight Frolics, we got the letter coming up. The real letter.
Uh-oh.
That didn't go out from the former governor. All right, did you find that?
Yeah, I'm logging in right now. Give me a second.
Oh. All right, let's see. Go an extra mile for a child. Extra mile for a child. Watch over the beautiful children of the world.
Yeah.
Of course, we remember all those, many of whom passed. Avante, Corey, Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie, Campbell. We remember them every night. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for that child. Yeah. All right. We got the wedding coming up with Red Fox.
Yep.
Tell you about the wedding. All right, Inner Sight. We got? We got the, you got any
Yeah, I'm getting to it. I'm scrolling.
Oh.
Yeah,
this thing is slow, huh?
I mean, yeah, very. Oh, wow. People are not happy, number one, and I'll tell you why. They have, I'm looking at, you know, just the ads and what also the columns, and I'm seeing here just one thing after the other, non-happiness. Oh, here's the personals.
Not happy with what? Finish your thought.
I know. The nursing home is one of them. And here, not quite exactly
not
the way we covered it.
What
I
do
know.
You expect?
Wait a minute. Health care, caregiver shortage impacts health. And there is a big caregiver shortage, so I don't doubt it. Because they only make $12.
Well, caregiver shortage because people don't have the money.
Right, exactly.
I bet you'd be easier to get a caregiver if you had the money.
That's right. They go and do something else.
If there's a shortage, then what are these agencies doing with the money?
Exactly. Exactly.
There's something
the turnover
not right
in home health care is very high right now.
The what?
The turnover, meaning the unemployment and reemployment, the turnover of the people.
Because people who need the help don't have the money. If you had the money, you could make them a better deal.
That's right.
There it is.
And that's right, what Angela is going to be
proud
of.
These agencies are only hooked into one damn way, you know. That's no good.
No.
You got to be creative.
That's right.
You know? Anyways, well, that's one thing. Well, what else you see in there?
Oh, okay. I have the personals.
Oh,
else that's, or single black widow.
Black that's widow, it. Look out, she don't bite you.
Yeah. No, single
black
widow,
black
seeking
widow.
Friendship, social.
Even white widows are deadly. Willows. Widow.
Willow. Whatever.
All right, what does it say?
It says, social friendship, seeking friendship, social companion, Bible discussion, healthy, no drugs, non-smoker, non-drinker, serious, smart, male or female, I swear, respond.
Sounds kind of stuck up to me. Social butterfly.
Yeah. Doesn't
That's
seem
what
to...
I would put. Social yeah. butterfly.
A lot of these people...
If I don't
people...
like you, I'll fly away.
Oh, this is sad. 81-year-old.
What is this widow looking for, did she say?
Friendship, social companion, but Bible discussion, healthy.
Oh, Bible.
No drugs, no smoke, you know, not a drinker, serious, smart, male, comma, female. I don't know what that means.
A male or a female?
That's what it said.
Oh, that sounds kind of weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
Yeah. Here's another. Okay. Widowed white female, 81, wants friendship, male or female. What the heck? Male or female? I think this is more like for companionship to talk. Age, unimportant, being kind, caring, and thoughtful with a car. Hey, there it is. With car. That's it. She wants to go somewhere. She needs somebody. Oh, I think we lost our host. I don't know what happened. I'm going to get on your case Monday. Hello, host. I don't hear you anymore. Let me just read the next one, okay? The next one says, race, color, religion. I'm not prejudiced. Oh, goodness. Looking for romantic, oh, female.
I think the studio blew up.
It did.
Somebody stole the bed. I don't know.
Well, this is interesting. Race, color, religion. I'm not prejudiced. Looking for a romantic female. Well, that's the male looking for a romantic female, I think. Right now,
oh, that's
we're
a
not,
guy.
We don't know. What?
He says he's a guy?
I don't know. It could be a woman. Look, it doesn't say. Okay, and then...
Oh, I thought you just said it was a guy.
No, well, I'm assuming it is at this point, but it might not be. We have a lot of interesting...
All right, anybody who's not prejudiced can, I guess, apply to that. But you don't know if it's a man or a woman.
No.
Well, how do you find out?
You have to, what do you call, pay and find out.
You got to pay. How much you pay?
All right, let me see. Okay. To answer an
what, you
got to
send them
put
money?
Your response letter in an envelope with the A number, and that happens to be
Oh, you
got to
mail it.
Yeah.
Gee, suppose you only write Braille. What do you do then?
You write Braille.
How much you got to pay with the letter?
Okay, hang on. $2 per response.
$2?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Boy, I don't know. You get what you pay for. That's not very much money.
That's right. But it looks like all these people are interested in just talking.
Yeah. That's if they're all still alive. What else you got?
I'm sorry, that's funny. Here's one. This is a guy, though. But he's going male or female, too. What the hell? All of a sudden.
No. Gee, I don't know. I think the doctors are making a lot of money on this line.
Right.
Huh?
It says wheelchair user, okay, seeks single female, okay, 40 to 55, for friendship and more. Ooh, into basketball, fishing, comedy clubs, and what else? I live in Sayville.
Well,
oh,
that's
boy,
for a,
but he's a male.
Looking for a woman.
Yeah. I do not drive. Send photo and phone number. He needs a chauffeur. That's what this guy needs.
Yeah, sounds like he wants somebody to drive him around.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. Professional man seeks nice lady. A professional male.
Oh, no, all men. And no ladies on this thing?
No, you had two ladies. Three, maybe. A maybe lady. Oh, no. That's not. No. That
I mean,
he's
a guy.
Male.
What about the women?
I told you. Oh, here's one. Senior female, Nassau County, looking for senior male to enjoy simple things in life. Family, hugs, walking, WHLI.
Well, at least you know she can walk.
Bladder. Yeah. Okay. There
now,
it is.
Are there any pictures of these people?
No, there's no pictures of the biddies.
No pictures?
Not one.
Jeez.
Surprise.
You think they'd put a picture in there? I mean, people want to
no.
see what the...
They look like, yeah. They actually, uh-huh. I guess, might send it to you when you pay the money. I don't know.
Oh, I see. They want you to pay the money first.
Yeah, but here's the funny part. This is on the bottom, and I can't barely see it. I made it larger so you could... Abel assumes no responsibility or liability for the contents of the replies to any personal advertisements.
Well, that makes
and
sense.
Then she continues with her disclaimer.
They don't want to get blamed if two people get into a fight.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people start fights over these ads, you know.
You son of a bitch, why didn't you put your picture? You look ugly. You're a no good. Get away from my dog.
So
well, I can't
thing,
get in your house anyway. You're not accessible.
Yeah. I could hear it now.
Some people might be protected with that.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, inner sight. You got any others before we go? We
nope.
Get the...
Oh, there's one at the end that I just read to you in Nassau County. She looks like the best bet. The one who wants to hug and have a, you know, stimulate.
That's your best bet. The only thing is, she got any money.
Family hugs, walking. She likes the radio station WHLI and platters. I suppose that's a restaurant or a bar.
What did you say about platters?
I don't know. Is that a restaurant or a bar? Or she just likes platters? I don't know.
Oh, that's a group. That used to be an old singing group.
Oh.
The platters.
So there you go.
Yeah. It used
have
to be
your,
my favorite
your...
group when I was a kid.
It was? Yeah?
Yeah, the platters.
See, there's your woman.
Yeah, right. It probably looks like a platter.
Probably. Lying down on one.
All right, platypus, get out of here.
Hey, platypus.
All right, in a sight. Now, give me some Red Fox music there in the background there.
That's funny.
Tell you about the... Now, you don't want to have a wedding like we're about to describe.
Okay.
Do you have any other kind of wedding but this one?
Okay.
All right, give me that Red Fox.
At? The Red Fox? Okay. Oh, I
music.
Know this wedding. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
and Louis Freeman.
Don't get carried away. She's not even worth it. Will you stop saying that? Did you call the cab? Oh, yeah. I called the cab 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago? How come they're not here? Oh, no, wait a minute. You told me to call the cab. Was it the white cab company or the black cab company? What difference does it make? Well, the white cab company ain't gonna come over here. They're scared. I gotta get to my wedding. Oh, wait a minute. You don't need a cab. Why don't we just go outside and pile into the truck and take the truck? What? That old truck to my wedding? You're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking that truck. That's embarrassing. Well, it don't matter. That girl you married is embarrassing anyway. Will you stop that? She's bow-legged. She's ugly. Looks like King Kong's mother.
No.
King Kong's mother. Will you... come on, son. Don't worry about it. I'll get you there. We'll park around the corner. Nobody will see us, see? And we'll sneak into church by the side door. This is crazy. I gotta take this big old dirty truck to my wedding, man. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. The whole family is here, see? Yeah. Our dearly beloved, we are gathered here to see this man and this woman together in the holy state of matrimony. Now, who give this man to this woman? I do. Oh, you do. You don't. You shut up. What did you say? I said, shut up for you. I'll give you one of these across your lip. I want my son to marry that stupid old-looking thing. How dare you talk to my daughter in that way? Come on, them fighting words. Come on, you old battle axe. Put them up. Wait a minute. This is my wedding. Take it easy, everybody. Well, son, I knew it. I didn't want to say it, but I knew it. I knew it wasn't right. I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. Come on, let's get out of here. Bunch of jive turkeys. You see? Now look here. We got all this good food. Now don't be so down. It's better this way, see? Now you don't have to go to work. What? Yeah. She be nagging you all the time. You go to work. And sitting there and looking ugly and just giving you orders. Well, it sure looked like a big dummy up there, boy. Sure glad your mother wasn't here to see this. Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Uncle Woody. That's what I needed to hear. Yeah. Hey, well, I guess you won't be needing these towels anymore now that you're not getting married. I can take them back and get my money back. Hey, wait a minute, Woody. You know you didn't buy those towels. You had them left over from the riots.
Well, I'm going to take my silverware. Where's my silverware?
It's on the table. We're using it.
Look at that. Using my silverware. You didn't even get married. What kind of thing is that? I want my silverware.
Oh, just take your silverware.
Aunt Ethel, just take it and get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's some food for you. Go out in the yard and pick it up off the floor. Woo! Well, no, you don't want to have a wedding like that.
Uh-uh.
That was a funny wedding, man.
Funny as that. And he got in trouble for that one.
All right. In a sight.
Yeah.
Frolic. Louie. Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he's waiting. Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
comes.
I knew that.
I know. I knew it too.
All right. Do we have any other callers?
Nope. Hey, Louie.
All right. Let's get Louie the Lip on In a sight.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the most television show in radio talk show. Walk Talk Radio presents The Fox, starring Suzanne Taurasi, Ferreira, and Frank Perino.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
For the intro.
How you doing, Lou?
My name is Rosanna Dana, talking about that new product that tickles your fancy, all right?
Okay.
Rosanna Dana Maxi Pads. Rosanna Maxi Pads, and give them the love drops to every lady, if you like, when you see Pat
Wait
Cooper.
A minute, would you say Maxi Pads?
That's what he said.
Yes, from Rosanna Dana.
And they tickle your
all right.
fancy, Frank.
Tickle you. They tickle you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tickle you.
Well, don't say where, otherwise they'll throw us off the air.
That's right.
No, don't go off the air. Don't be like that. Listen to Rosanna Dana. Never be like that. And I'm talking to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis. And take the swab and I went to the right bathroom at the right time with the ladies. You know, I'm in the hallway talking to Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper about the swabs and the vaccine pass on Rosanna Dana. And it make you tickle your fancy, make you feel good, and take a little sip of love drops. That'll make you feel better all the time. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You got love drops to go along with that swab?
Yes, it is, Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi. I'm the Skies Taurasi Ferrero on hello, this is Roseanne Taurasi Ferrero speaking in on the radio. And I saw Rosanna there talking about those comedians, Pat Cooper, Frank Sinatra, and D-Martin and Sammy
Frank
Davis
Sinatra.
Jr.
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Wait a minute. And this is Louie Rivera, the Rosanna Dana, talking to Jerry Lawrence all about it, you know. I'll take the swab and then tell the coronavirus pandemic and to make your tickle in the ladies' fancy, you know what I mean? Tickle your fancy when you go to talk in the hallway, talking to those ladies with Pat Cooper and the other one.
In the hallway. Hey, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anyway. Remember that Sinatra song?
Oh, yeah.
Say it again, Frank. Say it, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You know
go
it?
Go ahead, Luke.
Well, was it Frank Sinatra? Was it recorded for Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
I'll translate in Vito Corleone.
Oh.
Rosanna Dana.
All right.
Spreading the news.
That's a drunk.
I'm leaving today. I want the people's Anna Dana. New York.
Uh-huh.
Rivers Anna Dana Blues. I'm waiting for Pat Cooper. And Pat Cooper be a part of it. In old New York. And gonna wake up when love drops that never sleeps.
Oh.
And I'm the king of the love drops. Day 41, high on the hill, top of the street.
Nice
little town blues.
On top of the garbage.
I'm waiting for Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I wanna be Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero in old New York.
And I told Rosanna Dana, he wants to meet Pat Cooper, is down Brooklyn. He came by day number one, on top of the list, day number 41. I'm leaving today. There's no Bobby the Love Drops part of it. In all Love Drops. And gonna wake up to the city, never sleep. It's all Rosanna Dana and Love Drops in New York.
All right,
Lou. Hey, there he is. Louie the Lip makes it in New York.
That's right.
All right, in a tight frolic.
Hey, P.S., I need Bengay one of these days.
Bengay?
Yeah, I want Bengay. I had to kill my back. He'll kill my knees.
Oh.
Oh.
No Bengay, Frank.
Holistic one.
No, you gotta do some exercise. Strengthen the muscles. Maybe you gotta lose some weight too.
I won't say 500 pounds, Frank. No.
Sure, I hope not. 500 pounds.
Why, is that too much?
You look like a baby elephant.
Yes, it is.
Breathe
well, you have a heart problem, or that if you're up that way. Wait.
Yeah,
the elephants
will
start coming around your house.
Yep, that's right. Buffy Casava's got to call the Frolics one of these days.
Okay, you got to give it a number. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Lou, we gotta get the letter in, so...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lou.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Louie the Lip.
Louie
the Lip. Inner Sight. All right. We told you about this letter, and we happen to have a connection and with the guy who wrote it. You know, Pat and I have been very good friends for years. And the letter that the former governor sent out, that wasn't the real letter. No. The real letter didn't get sent out. It was kept private, but we contacted Pat. You see, Andy, former Governor Andy, called up Pat because Pat and Mario were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
See? And he said to him, "Sure, you gotta help me write a letter, cause I gotta retire. They don't want me here anymore. They want to impeach me, and I don't even like peaches." So Pat called him back, and he said, "Hello, is this the governor? Are you still the governor? Until tomorrow, right? Tomorrow they're going to kick you out all over New York." "Yeah. What do you want from me? I mean, I can't help it if you were a stupid ass. I knew you were stupid, but I didn't know you were an ass, too. And now you're a stupid ass, see? Now you got all the women mad at you, including your mother, your poor mother, my friend Matilda." "Yeah. All right. What do you want?"
"You
got to help me write a letter, a farewell letter." "Farewell letter. All right. To whom it may concern." "Doesn't concern me, so I don't care." "To whom it may concern, this is my farewell letter. I'm sorry I was dumb. I didn't mean to be dumb, but in addition to being dumb, I'm an ass. That makes me a dumbass. I'm sorry I was a dumbass. I apologize to everybody, including all the women. Yeah. And now I'm gonna quit governing. I quit governing, and I'm going into another profession. Oh, what do you think I should do, Pat? I think you should become a plumber. A plumber? Yeah, an Italian plumber. See? That way you go around and you can fix everybody's pipes, and maybe you straighten out. Yeah. They give you a job in the, down there in the sewer. That's where you belong, Andy, in the sewer. Now, you're right, Dusty. Yeah. This is my apology. I'm becoming a plumber. Look for me in the sewer. Thank you. That's it. That's the letter. Woo! That's the letter that never went out. Cuomo belongs in the sewer.
Where he got the job.
What?
Where he got his next job, or going to get his next job in the sewer.
That's it. That's where he belongs.
Exactly.
You went down so low, you belong in the sewer. Now get down there.
Yeah.
You're lucky you got a job down there. They give you a wrench and a helmet, and you go down the sewer. Maybe somebody will knock some sense into your head down there.
Woo! You ought to get him on here one night, I tell you.
That was the letter that he didn't want to, that Pat wrote.
Wow.
Oh, man. People don't know about that letter. Now they do.
No, they don't. Yeah, they do.
All right, inner sight. Yeah, let's see. Hold on, I gotta break the station. Stand by.
Okay. He's breaking the station. Okay. What's he doing?
Regurgitated. Regurgitated toilet paper.
Oh.
Get your regurgitated sale right here.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi, ma'am. You need any toilet tissue? Yeah, this is left over from the virus.
Ooh.
But don't worry. We sterilized it. Yeah, we dipped it in alcohol. See, we went around bar hopping. And we dipped it in the alcohol.
There you go.
It's regurgitated. It's cheap. Yeah, 10 cents a roll. Get your regurgitated
toilet paper
right here. 10 cents a roll.
Who's the manager in this place? That's disgusting. How am I going to give that to my husband?
Well, don't worry about it. He won't care. You know, if he doesn't like the regurgitated paper, tell him to go outside and get some leaves.
What? Are you for real? Where's the manager?
Is there a problem, miss?
Is there a problem? This moron is the problem. Get him out of here.
Nice.
Well, you must admit he's a creative salesman.
He's creative. He's a creative maniac. He wants me to buy toilet paper that was dipped in alcohol at a bar and regurgitated.
No.
Well, you can't say it's not sterile.
You're just as bad as him.
Well, don't worry. His mother... His mother's going to pick him up at 4 o'clock and take him back to the home.
The home? What home?
I don't know.
Woo-hoo-woo.
Regurgitated alcohol, toilet paper, sterile. Don't touch me, I'm sterile. Sterile. Regurgitated. Hey, maybe I could sell it to the birds. They like regurgitated stuff.
Yeah, you could sell it there.
Sweet birds. I'll go outside with it.
Yeah.
The only thing is the birds don't have any money.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
What you doing here now with this store? Crazy. What is this? Toilet paper recuchamation.
Oh, my. Regurgitated.
That's what I said, recuchamation. You can't sell this now. How are you going to use this? It looks horrible.
Uh-oh.
It's all brown and yucky and ossified.
What is this? What's going on here with the sugar and spice? What the hell is that?
Regurgitated toilet paper dipped in alcohol. You want a beer?
Yeah, get him out. He's a maniac.
You see, this way you could serve your husband beer at the same time he's on the toilet.
Get him out of here.
What, you fucking toilet? That's disgusting. Get him out. Please, I have to take him back to the home. Come on now.
Okay. Stupid stuff on inner sight, man.
Yes, very much.
Don't so ever funny. Buy regurgitated toilet paper.
No.
Or vegetables.
Oh, vegetables, ew.
All right, inner sight. Hope you had a little crazy fun. And, you know, we do it on Friday night. We just goof off. And,
yeah.
Now, don't take any of this serious. Don't try any of this, as they used to say. What show was that? The guy used to come on and say, don't try any of this at home.
Oh, boy. I don't remember.
They locked that guy up. Because too many people tried it at home. They sent the wagon to his house.
The paddy wagon.
Yeah, and they said to him, and they said, well, what do you want with me? Said, and the cop said, come on, you're going home.
Excuse me.
Who was that guy who used to say that? Don't try this at home. He used to say all kinds of weird things on the radio.
Oh, I think I forget
who that was. Or some old time guy.
Was that Howard Stern?
No, he goes way back before Stern.
Oh,
I'm talking
okay.
about one of
Wolfman
the old
Jack?
Radios.
Wolfman Jack?
Nah, one of the old radio shows. Some comedian used to come on the radio. I forget his name. And he used to tell people about all kinds of weird things, how to mix stuff together and how to make fake paint and all that. You know, and they said, don't try this at home.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people didn't listen to him. They did try it. Don't ever tell people not to do
don't.
Something in America.
No,
we you want them to get them
it.
To do it. Tell them not to do it, and they'll do it.
That's right. Don't put on that mask like that, you know?
Yeah. Inner Sight will be with you Monday. Man, a glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Be with you Monday on the Matter Glad. Thank you so much. Hope you had a little crazy fun over here tonight. Don't try any of that stuff at home.
No.
Or your wife will kill you.
That's the truth.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Yeah. Send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't send me an attachment. Or I'll tell you where to go with it. All right. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. I had a little fun. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.